I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrical Wisdom, where we dive into song lyrics and offer heart-based wisdom through our interpretations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, don't forget, you can catch every episode of Lyrical Wisdom on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more.
You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Lyrical Wisdom Show. Do you have a song you'd like to hear us shed some light on? You can email us requests, questions, comments to lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on a YouTube video. We'd really love to hear from you. And all requests get an episode and a shout out.
So join us every Tuesday and Friday as we dig deep and deliver our wisdom. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing to
Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
And where are we today?
Just another day in paradise.
We're in paradise, aren't we?
Yes.
I guess I kind of threw you for a loop because you're like, well, we're kind of sitting in our little recording studio.
Yes.
But I should have asked, what day is it?
Today is just another day in paradise.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah. I'm so glad about that. You know, it's fascinating because even in paradise, you can have rainy weather.
Yes, you can.
And you know what? It feels good.
It does feel good. And we've had a little bit of that lately, but it's really needed and it's really necessary. Now, the humidity part, whatever. I don't mind.
I just hope that some of this rain goes towards those states that are having a little difficulty now.
Yes, that would be nice.
Yes.
That
Head
would
up
be
north.
Really nice.
Head up north.
Yeah. Get those things washed away.
Yeah.
Clean the...
But I do have to say, I have loved the sunsets.
Oh, my goodness. And I would bet, because...
Yes. The sun has been the most beautiful salmon-y pink color every night.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Because of, you know, what's happening in the skies. And I actually woke up in the middle of the night, and the moon is in her, like, half phase.
Wow.
You know, so
she's
got a lot of light there.
Yeah.
But it was actually salmon pink, too.
You're kidding.
No.
That's amazing.
It was. It was the most fascinating thing when I looked at the sky. I was like, wow. And you know what? It just reminds me of that childlike wonder and awe that brings so much joy into life.
Yeah.
And that's what this song is about today. It brings me back to my childhood.
I love that. I actually love this song because I use this song in a different form for other work. And I love this song, so I'm really excited about it. And I know how familiar everybody is with this song. Honestly, I have to hope that. I think everybody's going to know this song the minute we start talking about
it. I haven't heard it in ages, and I can't wait to play it when we're done. Really?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I love this song. And you know what? For me, it's all about life. Right now, you know, I think we're all being asked to look at everything. Look at the dark as well as the light.
Yes.
Look at the good as well as the bad.
Yes. Yes.
Look at both sides.
Exactly. We have to look at both sides, especially right now. Yeah. And I know everybody's thinking, a little foreshadowing.
Lots of
there.
Hints there. All right. Are you guys ready for today's song? I'm so excited. Welcome each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here with us. And please, please don't forget, you can send in your requests to lyricalwisdomshow at gmail.com.
Yes. Lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com.
Yeah. We really would love to get some of your request in.
Absolutely.
This one is called Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. Rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere, looked at clouds that way. But now they only block the sun, they rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow, it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes real, I've looked at love that way. But now it's just another show, and you leave 'em laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know, don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow, it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow, it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
What a beautiful song.
I love this song.
This is such a favorite of mine.
Yeah, me too. I love the way it begins.
Yeah.
Rows and flows of angel hair. I mean, what is angel hair? It leaves so much to the imagination.
It really does. And ice cream castles in the air. I kind of love how, in a way, that is, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, but rows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere looked at clouds that way. And I'm now thinking about how you described that beautiful sunset,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the show.
That's true. As a child, I remember just laying on the ground, staring at the sky and just constantly seeing animals and, you know,
yeah.
ice cream castles. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's and feather canyons.
Yeah,
The
imagination of what those clouds could be or what is actually up there.
True.
You know,
very, very
and
true.
In a way, it's hard not to look at the clouds and imagine that there's a whole nother world up there.
Yeah.
You know,
it's quite fascinating because in 2019, I did a very spiritual walk. I did a 13-moon walk with Chief Golden Light Eagle
wow.
with the symbols. And within the symbols are like masters that come through and speak about each of the 12 symbols. And one of those are the cloud people. And when you began to look at nature, because there was the stone people, there's the tree people. I mean, when you really truly look at life that way and see the clouds as a being, as a spiritual essence,
yeah.
it really changes things.
That is fascinating.
It really truly does.
And I truly believe that because everything has its own life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One of the questions I've heard somebody once ask is, if gravity exists, then why is it that when water goes up into the clouds, it doesn't immediately fall?
Hmm.
Because it is more about the electric universe that we live in because of the charges. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is why the rain actually falls. It's not because gravity pulls it to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of a polarity.
Right. Right. That is so beautiful. And the way that, you know, the sky or the clouds draw the water back up, you know, mm-hmm. and fill themselves back up.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, rows and flows of angel hair,
yeah.
it just, to me, speaks volumes of the innocence and the purity of a child's imagination.
Absolutely.
And being able to see life in that way that we are, that we lose as we grow up.
Yes.
And
yes.
Of course, in the Bible, Jesus says, you know, to become childlike.
Yeah.
That, you know, we're actually told to be like children.
Yeah.
To have that wonder and awe and sense of, you know, beauty in everything you see.
Absolutely.
And for a child, looking at clouds that way, to me, children are still, they've got that divinity
yes.
that is still lit yeah, within
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
They have that essence of that spirit
yeah.
that allows them to be free in their thought processes.
Yeah, completely free.
They have not been programmed
absolutely,
yet.
Absolutely.
It's really, really interesting.
That's really interesting that you say that, because I also feel like if you want to know how to judge, I don't like to use the word judge, but if you want to understand somebody's character, in some ways, you can look at how animals and children respond to somebody.
Oh, that is so true.
Because if they respond well to somebody, then you know that that person that they're responding well to is giving off that. That's what they're asking
for. Right.
That's
their spirit connects.
Yeah.
The word is resonates.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, it's they actually see that childlike wonder within the adult.
Yes.
And the animal feels safe
yeah.
around the adult. They see the welcoming, you know, energy of what I call pure love, which
absolutely.
Is the essence of the creator. And,
yeah.
and that's my truth. So yeah, rows and flows of angel hair. Just imagine that with us for a moment.
And ice cream castles in the air.
Feather canyons everywhere. Wow, they're still there.
They are.
They are still there. I see them yes. every day.
Yes.
And so then she goes into her adulthood.
Yes, yes.
But now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I love this because she is acknowledging the fact that all of us seem to go into this blaming stuff outside of us.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Mode.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not me. It's those clouds.
They got in my way.
They got in my way.
Yeah. It couldn't be something I did.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't my anger and frustration I was holding because it was raining.
Yeah.
It was those clouds.
Right.
They were
yeah.
raining.
Yeah. Yeah. They were doing the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the interesting part about our most famous and I think the most recognized part of this song is then that next line.
Yeah.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow, it's cloud illusions I recall. And I love that because saying I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from the good and the bad, from the happy, the sad, all of the differences,
mm-hmm.
north, south, white and, you know, and light and dark and all of these things from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. And that's what I think that we're exactly what we're talking
mm-hmm.
about. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could take the illusions and apply it to how a lot of us look at life. Well, it's traffic illusions. Darn it all. If that slow car in front of me wouldn't move faster, I could get where I'm going. Darn it all, if that person over there didn't do that thing, I could do what I'm trying to do. You know, like all of those excuses, all of those illusions that we apply to finding that outside reason for why we are unhappy, why we aren't accomplishing something, why we aren't successful, why, you know, we're not being accepted, all of those things that we have as, I think it's cloud illusions.
It is. It is. Well, it's all of life is an illusion. Well, oops, I skipped to the end, didn't I? Well, yeah, cloud illusions. You know, when someone can't think properly, they say they're cloudy, that their thoughts are cloudy. You know, so yes, we actually use clouds a lot
Yeah, we
to
do.
blame, you
We
know.
do.
You know, I'm cloudy today. My thoughts are cloudy. You know,
Yeah.
the window's cloudy. You know, it's interesting how we actually take that word, cloud, and use it as a derogatory statement, meaning
Absolutely.
it obscures our truth, you
That's
know,
so
our true
interesting. Yeah.
vision, our
That's
true
very
thoughts, our
interesting.
true,
Yeah.
you know, very, very fascinating.
That really is.
And she goes on to say, I really don't know clouds at all.
And right back to what we were talking about the childlike outlook and
Yeah.
that opening in that childlike innocence of looking at those clouds and saying, you know, I really don't know them. I think I do. I could just say that those are water flying around in the air. And that's what do we call that? How the water goes up into the sky, evaporating
Yes,
water going it
yeah,
evaporates and it the
yes,
whole process. You know,
yes.
we have all of our explanations that make us feel like we're so smart,
True,
you
true.
know.
But do you really know what a cloud is? I love flying on an airplane
Me
and
too.
seeing the clouds from the
Yeah.
top because it's totally different.
It is totally different.
They look so real and so soft and so welcoming.
They do.
Like I could just lay on them forever
Truly,
and that they would support me, you know? And that's what's so fascinating, you know? Because,
That's what we associate heaven with.
yeah,
Heaven is in the clouds.
that's
And
true. That's true.
so we got moons and junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel. And I love that. Now, one of the things that I got to ask is, what do you think she's referring to as far as junes? Because I'm thinking that means summertime.
Me too.
Okay,
Me too.
cool.
And moons, you know, you're able to go out and look at the moon on summer evenings. You know, it's a little too cold in the wintertime. So I just think it really Ferris wheels. I mean, the fair comes to town, you
Exactly.
know.
The dizzy dancing way that you feel as every fairy tale comes real. I love that because that to me describes that beautiful, innocent time of summertime moving into having free time with the beautiful moon that you just described in June. And Ferris wheels being at that awesome festival and that like amusement park that we can go to, and that dizzying dancing, the way that you feel riding those rides and being around your friends and having that ability to enjoy that time,
I
you
mean,
know?
as a child, being able to go to the fair
Oh my
was like
goodness.
the biggest
Oh
treat of
my
all,
goodness.
right?
Oh my
I mean,
goodness.
riding those rides and just getting dizzy and giggling. Oh, I remember the laughing.
I do too, you know,
It's a beautiful thing to be
it
able to
is.
just be free
It is.
like that. And
Yeah.
I think that's what she's saying is every fairy tale comes real.
Yeah.
I've looked at love that way.
Yeah.
In other words, she loved everything she was doing in life
Yeah.
at that
Yeah,
time.
yeah, yeah. Everything was much more, there was so much more substance to it. It was much more granular in its way, instead of being like fuzzy, you know.
Oh,
You
okay.
know what I mean? Like it's
Yeah.
like it's so much more
Yeah.
intense and more real. And I love that, you know. But now it's just another show, and you leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away.
to me, that really, really speaks about insecurity.
I agree. That's exactly where I was thinking.
And in other words, when you get into adulthood, it is just another show. I mean, that's what life is, kind of.
Yeah.
We're all in our own little show.
Yeah.
We're the star of our show. We're the star of our play.
Yeah.
And if you can leave them laughing when you go, that's great. But if you care, and that is what is so important right now, because I think people have gotten to the point where they care about what other people think so much that they're losing themselves.
True.
They become this person to make the other person like them. That's not really them.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They put up these fronts and they wear these masks and they become so different than who they really are that they, you know, that's because they care so much about what other people think.
Yeah.
I mean, they do it with their hair, their clothes, you know. It's like they have to look a certain way before they leave the house, you know, because they're afraid someone may say, you know, you didn't brush your hair today,
or what is that you're wearing?
Right.
What are you doing?
They care so much about what other people think.
It's like the whole world out there is telling us what we have to do rather than us telling ourselves.
Right.
And when people finally realize who they are, then, you know, they actually can move along and become who they are. And that's why I love how they're talking about the insecurity here, because
don't give yourself away.
Yeah. And if you care, don't let them know. It's like, don't, you know, don't rock the boat, you know, don't tell anybody what you don't care about, because, or what you do care about, because that exposes you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, that's so weird. Like if you like the sunset, you should be able to say it. You know?
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? Speaking of that sunset, it was in June. Wow, cool. But yeah, if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. In other words, don't. That's where we're at. We can't be real. We don't want to be our authentic selves.
Yes.
And that is where we have lost ourselves.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And that's what she said. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all.
I love that. And I would have to say that a lot of people who understand this, that, you know, what we're talking about, you have to be your authentic self, and you actually might hurt somebody along the way. And that's okay. I know you don't need me to tell you that, but that's the thing. We've all experienced that feeling from somebody else where they needed to be their authentic self. And basically, we become the sacrifice. And unfortunately, that's just the way it has to be, because if we don't make those sacrifices ourselves, then we're not going to be able to be who we are.
Right. You know? Keep yourself small when you aren't your authentic self.
Yes.
And you're afraid of, you know, if you don't know that love, when it is in its purest form.
Yes, yes.
It just is.
Yes.
In other words, the person that is with you doesn't become right or wrong.
Yeah.
Or good or bad. They just are.
They just
and
are.
They just emanate love. And you can mirror that love back.
Yeah.
It is so,
And
what love has been my journey.
No, absolutely.
And it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. And we have to love ourselves in order to be able to experience that. And I love how she moves on into what I think we're talking about with tears and fears and feeling proud. To say, I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. And I think that's what she's saying, is exactly what you just said, is, you know, this is being your authentic self, being able to say, I love you, being able to have tears and fears, and being able
and
to feel
speak them.
And speak them and feel proud, you know, of what you might be doing, even if it's imagining the clouds to be a heaven or a beautiful place.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. That's really fascinating because there is a song that's coming to mind from Frank Sinatra about all the monkeys in the zoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Swinging on a Star.
Okay.
So, not sure we've done that one, Bruce, but we may have to add it.
We're going to have to now. I love Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's this is. You see life in everything. There are schemes and there are dreams and there's circus crowds. You know,
yes.
Do you want to be part of that circus crowd? Do you want to be a schemer?
Right.
Or do you want to be a dreamer?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh, but now old friends, they're acting strange and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained
yeah.
in living every day.
That it just sums it all up almost, you know, it all like comes together right in that moment where this is that moment where I believe Joni Mitchell had that moment of being able to put this song together and say, you know, oh, now old friends, they're acting strange because they don't see me the way that they used to. They don't see a person who is willing to just put aside their feelings.
Right. They tell me I've changed.
Exactly. Like it's not, you know, them. It's not anything else. I'm the one that's, you know, they point the finger at me and they say, you're the one.
You've changed.
Yeah.
You know, and something's lost to me are those friends that have gone away because she no longer makes herself small.
Yes.
To please them.
Yes.
She is standing in her own divinity, her own
yes.
sovereignty, and saying, look, you know, this is me.
Yeah.
Love me
yeah.
the way I am.
Exactly.
I am not going to, you know, I'm not going to bow down to you and do things to make you feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
you know.
And the really interesting part about that is that when that happens, if somebody loves somebody else, they will be able to recognize that change. And they're not going to shake their head and say, you've changed. They're going to love you because you've changed.
Mm.
And that, because the change is not it's not a negative thing. It's not a good or a bad. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is. And that is an important change for people to be able to embrace. And if the people that we love can go with us while we change into that person of not being small anymore and being able to find our own truth. If we can be in that, then okay, great. But a lot of times, unfortunately, that isn't how things work. Sometimes mm-hmm. those things have to be shed because we have to be able to move into that new existence.
Beingness.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And being in that place, I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions, I recall. I really don't know life at all.
I love that.
Yeah. And that is, that's the beauty in it, is allowing life to unfold in front of you.
Yes.
And not, you know, to plan things out so perfectly, to me, is pushing against the flow
yes.
of
yes.
life.
Yes.
Because everything in life is there for you.
Absolutely.
To work with you, to help you, to guide you, to teach you, to love you.
Yes. Yeah.
And when we say, I want it this way, you know, and I'm going to do this and I want to do that. And you push against it instead of just allowing it to flow through you is when things be just, it's an illusion. You
it
bump
is.
Up against all of those things that are not real.
Yeah.
Because for me, the realness in life is the love.
Absolutely.
Loving everything you do, waking up in the morning and just loving the fact that you woke up.
Yeah. It's so beautiful that
yeah.
you said that because we really forget that we kind of have a hard time letting go of our own expectations.
Yes.
And we have these expectations every single moment that we wake up in the morning and we expect, you know, something. And that's where that...
Win and lose.
Yeah.
See, in life, you're going, there's going to be things that don't work out.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing them as just, you know, the gift that they bring on the other side,
right,
is where the beauty is.
Oh, my gosh.
Because so many of us get stuck on the, it didn't work out. And they hold on to that failure?
Yes, because it's the immediate gratification of being the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can learn from our mistakes rather than look at it as a failure,
right,
then we cancel out the failure.
Right.
We just bring in all of that learning love.
Yeah.
And that is, I love that, because that's in living every day, just
true,
like they say in
yes,
the song.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know life at all, and that I am discovering life every moment.
Every single moment.
Every time I take a breath for me, it's a new breath of life.
And I love the fact that we've done this song, because this song touches me on a very personal level in my life right now. And so I got to tell you guys out there listening, this is a beautiful song. Take a moment to listen to it and consider what we've been talking about today, because I really feel like it's this opened a whole new window to me.
Yay.
Into what we're talking about, yeah, into what the song is about.
Yeah, yeah. It's all choice. Life is a choice.
Yeah.
And, you know, both sides. You can look at both sides. And when you learn to balance and just flow in the middle, then you don't get stuck on the losing side or, you know, whatever. It's like, yeah, it's a beautiful song. I'm so glad we did this
today.
Me too. Yeah. And thank you all so much for being here with us on
Lyrical Wisdom.